Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny. Hello there, friend. Happy New Year. A great show lined up here with 2016 upon us. Beth Rodan is the president of Tallahassee Association of Wedding Professionals, talking about weddings in Tallahassee. And Chris Hecox will talk about the upcoming winter season of opening nights. I've got Miriam Dady with another guest in the business spotlight, so stay with me.
Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny, brought to you by Widden Glass, Tallahassee's first name in glass for your home or office, and by Merry Maids. Call Merry Maids. Relax, and it's done.
If Santa missed something on your list, get it now at Truck and Car Concepts New Year's Sale. Save hundreds of dollars on items throughout the store. Save $60 on a keyless entry system, now only $299.95. Most vehicles, or a complete bed protection package with bed liner, bed caps, and tailgate cap, only $299.95.
Hi, I'm Joe Doty.
Don't take chances. Our professional installers do it right the first time.
Truck and Car Concepts New Year's Sale on Mahan Drive across from Kraft Nissan. Call 656-8800. 656-8800.
So here we are, and we're excited about all that's coming up in this new year of 2016. Hope your New Year celebration was wonderful and that you've set up all of your revolutions or resolutions or revolting comments or whatever you're doing that's revving up the new year for you. We have plenty of that going on around here. And as we do, we think about the many ways in which Tallahassee is moving forward. It is becoming, so it turns out, sort of a wedding spot. So we've asked a Tallahassee Association of Wedding Professionals president, Beth Rodan, to join us. She's going to talk with us about how that's happening. What is it about Tallahassee that's attracting more and more young brides, even from outside the community, who are finding Tallahassee a great place to tie the knot? And so it may speak to those changes afoot and about that have come by way of all of these many and sundry efforts from everybody involved with Cascades Park and EDC, and on it goes, on and on and on. The economic, the cultural changes. We've got the Tallahassee Symphony Orchestra helping us out with that. We've got the Tallahassee Community Chorus contributing. Some of these cultural, we'll say, contributive organizations like Opening Nights that are coming with all kinds of offerings and thereby elevating our presence, the view of Tallahassee from the outside world, becoming more prominent and being known for more than a football team or a state capital. Those are good things, but beyond that, there is all that Tallahassee brings in addition. And it turns out that a lot of that is very attractive to people who are planning weddings or people who want to attend first-rate concerts from world-class artists from around the world. And so Opening Nights, for its part, has been expanded under the leadership of the executive director, Chris Hecox. He will be with me here in this first hour. Is that right, Carl? We had him in the first or second? So in the first hour, talking then about their winter season that's upon us. Got some amazing artists lined up there. It's that time of year, folks, when we want to look at some of the very attractive aspects of Tallahassee's local culture, local activities. And if you haven't done this, there's always ice skating. So remember that the good folks out there at the center of Tallahassee have installed this ice skating rink. And yes, we made the point of getting out there during the Christmas season, and my family and I, we were delighted to see what was a real honest-to-goodness skating rink, albeit modest in size. But, hey, you know, it's worthwhile, and it's certainly more than what was there before. And that's a remarkable statement in and of itself, the revitalization of this property and this amazing hub of activity that could then potentially, and I think will likely, contribute to the economic good of the region, certainly our local economy, both in terms of employment and consumer interests. My goodness, what's wrong with that? And to then provide some of the amenities that these folks have done in revitalizing what was the Tallahassee Mall. So you owe it to yourself. Kind of check it out. This amphitheater alone is remarkable. And already that has been used as a marvelous venue for local music and a lot more upcoming. Hopefully they have resolved their curious and rather peculiar concerns over noise among local neighborhoods there. That one I don't get. It really does defy explanation. But the most recent discussion of that came by way of the city commissioners, who pretty much just threw it out and said, come on, guys. Have we not got more important things to deal with than this? I think the sentiment was that the folks that were coming up with objections really didn't have their act together. And so they were making a lot of noise about nothing. Pardon the pun. Anyway, what else is going on around town? Well, you know, of late it's been rather troubling when we think of this, the death of this woman, Dawson, over there in the Bristol area at the Bainbridge Hospital. Of course, true to their mission, Tallahassee Democrat released earlier this week this rather, inflammatory, damning video as to her last remaining hour or so while she was under arrest. She continuously, in the audio portion of this recording, you hear her crying out and eventually growing deathly silent. And in fact, the end result was her death. Regardless of the external circumstances, what in the world was going on that this woman's needs could not be better attended than what happened? So it's, of course, now going to remain a matter of news for some time. And the legal battle, of course, has just now begun in relation to how this wrongful death, as it's, I'm sure, going to be proposed, could have happened and what could have been done, of course, to prevent it. But what does it say about those who were charged with providing her care, or at the very least charged with carrying out their public duty, the arresting officers involved and such? It's a tough situation, and it is, I hope not, but I think it is indicative of some of the ways in which, as a community, we have got to get it together when it comes to providing emergency services. We've seen too many such situations occur, and with the resignation of the emergency center executive over there, the director, here in Leon County, it begs the question, does anyone really have this figured out? And have we kind of lapsed in judgment because the demand for services has grown so dramatically and so rapidly? I mean, that's an arguable point, I think, that we're not the sleepy little southern town we once were. And if we're talking about advancements and changes in all that's going on with this town, well, one of the clear indications is that you have more crime and you have more emergency situations. Yeah, it's a demographic fact. You increase population, well, you're going to increase every statistic within that population. And that translates into raw numbers. It doesn't mean that proportionately that particular occurrence behavior occurs more so than it did prior proportionately. But it does mean that the raw numbers speak for themselves. You got more people, you're going to have more marriages, you're going to have more deaths, more births, and yeah, you're going to have more crime, and you're going to have more situations in which life-threatening circumstances are upon us. So all of those emergency services, all of those individuals who are involved in providing that kind of care have to reckon with that. And unfortunately for Ms. Dawson, I think the issue is that the lack of concern resulted in her death. But we will follow that story as we go forward, and we will continue with our lovely show here. I've got Miriam Dady standing by. She's got a guest in the Business Spotlight. You are in tune with Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny.
Widen Glass takes care of Tallahassee business. Local contractors know Widen Glass has been taking care of business since 1945. They prefer Widen Glass because of their precise window glass replacement, masterful shower enclosures, and storefront glass. Widen Glass will take care of you to your complete satisfaction. That's been Widen's way of doing business for 65 years. When you call Widen Glass, you're dealing with experienced, reliable professionals who offer only the best. Like Widen's top-of-the-line bath enclosures that provide style and luxury at an affordable price. Eye-catching storefronts are a specialty at Widen Glass. We'll help you design it and install it. We've done hundreds of storefronts in the Tallahassee area. That's why Widen is known for taking care of business. Widen Glass, the first name in glass replacement. Call 222-5781.
Changing the face of talk radio in Tallahassee. Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny.
Time now for this week's Business Spotlight with Miriam Dady, brought to you by pushtheenvelope.biz.
Good morning, Tallahassee. I'm Miriam Dady. This is Tallahassee Business Spotlight, and I have a guest that everyone wants to meet, Lena Shields, manager of Pure Bar here in Tallahassee. Lena, thank you for coming today.
Hi, thank you for having me. So excited.
I can speak from personal experience that I overindulged during the holidays.
Didn't we all?
And I desperately need to get back in shape and to shed some pounds. Everybody and their brother has a way for me to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And then I hear about something called Pure Bar.
Yes. The workout that's sweeping the nation.
It's sweeping the nation. Tell me what it is.
So the workout itself is a mixture between Pilates, yoga, ballet, strength training, all fused into one. We use really upbeat music, so it's a really high energy class, but you won't do any jumping up and down or anything high impact that'll hurt your joints or anything like that. Our goal is we work your muscle groups to the point of fatigue, one muscle group at a time, and then immediately stretch it out afterwards. So as opposed to creating these really bulky muscles, we're creating long, lean, dancer-like bodies without having to dance or have any kind of dance background.
Got it. So it's not pump.
Right. We're not trying to add mass on. We're trying to long, lean muscles and kind of lengthen everything out.
Okay, Pure Bar. Spell that for me.
P-U-R-E-B-A-R-R-E.
Fancy.
Yes.
Okay.
Super
and
fancy.
When in, you're literally talking about a ballet bar.
Yes. So we kind of, during the exercise, during a typical class, we'll go back and forth. We do some exercise in the center of the room, some exercises at the bar. Sometimes we're just using it for balance, and sometimes we're, you know, pulling away from it or something like that. Just try to, you know, use it in creative ways so clients never get bored or anything like that.
And it's primarily core training, or is it all over?
Each class is 55 minutes, and it's definitely 55 minutes of ab work. No doubt about it. But you'll get a full body exercise each time. So you'll start with, you know, a warm up and then move to your upper body, work your thighs, your seat, and end with core work and a cool down, do some lower back work, things like that. So you'll get a full body exercise every single time.
Wow.
Yeah.
How many times a week do you suggest somebody?
3 to 4 times. Uh-huh. 4 times is my goal per week, and it's a good week if I can do it. So I'd say 4 times is really great.
Wow.
Yeah.
So I'm picturing to myself, and I've been to your studio, which is beautiful, by the way.
Thank you. We love it.
I'm thinking it's mostly young women.
Yes, mostly. Men are always welcome, but it's typically women. They're usually the ones that really enjoy the workout. They enjoy the community aspect, too. They enjoy, you know, that their friends get to, they can, you know, work out with their friends. They can, you know, mothers and daughters come together because it's the low impact nature of it. Me and my mom can take class together, and she takes it at her level. I take it at mine, and we can hang out together, which I've never been able to do.
Oh, that's nice.
So women really like that community aspect of it.
Right.
So, yeah, it's typically women in the studio.
Okay.
So it makes a really comfortable atmosphere
and
to warm, too.
One required accessory.
The sticky socks, of course. Yeah, so it's a carpeted room. And so we have sticky socks for sale at the studio. And they're not required. People are always welcome to bring their own or wear their own. We just recommend the sticky socks because it keeps you from slipping around too much. Like
right.
if you're holding plank or you're on your toes, something like that. It just kind of keeps you still. But yeah, they're amazing. I like, you can work out barefoot without needing a pedicure. So it's a pretty sweet deal.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah.
I think the whole concept of it is neat because people do get bored with their workouts.
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, all of the treadmills become places for your laundry to dry.
Right.
And you guys offer community and you offer such a variety of things to do.
Yeah, we really try to keep people's interest. You know, the workout itself, we, you know, the classes are all the same format, so you'll never, you know, one day it's not going to be like a boot camp style, the next day is going to be dance style. It's all going to be the same format that you'll recognize, but then the exercises within that format always change. So you'll have some familiarity, but you won't know exactly what you're doing every single day. So you won't plateau, you won't get bored, anything like that.
What kind of, give me an example of a really unusual client.
I mean, we have so many different walks of life that come into the studio. Everyone from, I mean, we have a mom of seven, and she's the sweetest person in the world. She literally drives her like 12 passenger van into the parking lot. We know she's coming.
Wow.
And she's lost 12 inches. And, you know, she's
no, wait,
just,
that's because she just had a baby.
No, her baby, I can't remember how old her youngest is, but, I mean, she has an infant, and she's just,
wow.
I mean, she's just forever changing her body and changing her life. But honestly, the biggest thing is that, I mean, with seven children, you don't have all the time in the world. She's like my no excuses, loves the technique, amazing mother that comes in and just, you know, is just changing herself
well,
every single day.
It's a priority for her to take
yeah,
care of herself.
Yeah.
What about injuries?
Well,
people who've had some, you know, struggles in their own physical can,
yeah.
Are they just going to say, I can't do it?
No, I mean, we've had everyone from, you know, people recovering from shoulder surgeries, back surgeries. Me, myself, I have scoliosis, and I can't do anything high impact anymore. It's just not something that sits well with my body. My leg will end up, you know, shooting pain down my leg if I do anything. And I needed something that was super effective and challenging to me, but also didn't hurt me while I was doing the exercise. And that's when I found Pure Bar and just totally fell in love because I don't have to beat myself up in the process of just trying to stay in shape and do something good for my body.
That's great.
Yeah.
That's great. I want to encourage everyone to come and find you, whether it's this weekend or into the future. I know you've got great deals on the horizon. It's January, everybody. It's time to take control of our diet, take control of our physical appearance, our flexibility, and the way we feel. So, Lena, thank you so much
for being
here.
You're so welcome. Thank you so much for having me.
I appreciate you. I am Miriam Dady, once again here with you for Tallahassee Business Spotlight. Thank you.
In 1788, Robert Burns wrote a poem about the coming of the new year and set the lyrics to an old Scottish tune. The little song became quite popular as the words recalled the days gone by. In 1929, Canadian bandleader Guy Lombardo popularized the song through his annual New Year's Eve radio and TV broadcasts, making it his trademark. This New Year's Eve, millions across the world will gather in celebration and at the stroke of midnight join in singing Auld Lang Syne. wishing you all the best in the new year and reminding you, drive safely and never drink and drive. From Glass Pro Shop, Auto Glass Replacement, and more, 575-7403. And Truck and Car Concepts on Mahan Drive, call 656-8800. And from the law firm of Thompson, Crawford, and Smiley, 386-5777.
More beauty, less bully. Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny.
Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny, back with the executive director, who I think could rightly be dubbed the creative director of Opening Nights, this marvelous collection of performances with artists from around the world. And we are happy to have with us Chris Hecox. How are you, sir?
Doing great. Good morning.
I make note of the creative aspects because I want to congratulate you on your new arrival, your second son.
Thank you.
Right?
Yes.
So you've just been busy, and the holidays have come upon you, and you've had a baby in the meantime. And,
yes.
Or during that time.
During the time.
Mm-hmm. And yet, you have at least three or four other hands spinning these plates to make sure that on track are all of those activities related to opening nights. We have that the debut of the winter season now coming up on the 12th with Trombone Shorty and Orleans Avenue. Tell us about that.
Yeah, Trombone Shorty was here a little over 3 years ago, and it was a huge hit. He is New Orleans jazz phenom, just turned 30 years old, and actually was just named a Forbes Music 30 Under 30 about a week ago, I guess. So we're really excited to bring him back. He's been one of those fan favorites, audience favorites, one of the acts that people have clamored to bring back to Tallahassee. And one of the interesting things about this show that we're really excited about is one of his saxophonists is actually a FAMU alum.
Oh, cool.
A guy by the name of BK Jackson. He also plays with Prince's New Power Generation horn band. So exciting to bring back one of, you know, kind of Tallahassee's own.
Right, right.
And have him a part of this great concert on the 12th.
We have, if I'm not mistaken, a number of artists from this part of the world, our own community, that have gone on to perform worldwide.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
So that is, in fact, part of the whole message here, I think. And the fact that you have this really interesting sort of blending of musical styles and artists, I mean, here with Trombone Shorty, and then you have Maya Beiser, I'm begging your pardon, Maya Beiser.
It's Maya.
Okay, mm-hmm. Okay. Maya Beiser, January 24th at Pebble Hill Plantation, and then the next night at Goodwood Museum. Tell us about that performance.
Yeah, Maya is a cellist who is not only interested in kind of the standard cello literature, but is also pushing the boundaries by playing electric cello, using pedals, using computer-assisted kind of effects, and she even has like an electric cello that she plays as well. And so we're really excited to bring her here. She's someone that I've wanted to work with and haven't had the opportunity yet, and so we thought she would be a good artist to bring in to do our annual house concert at Pebble Hill. And then at Goodwood, the show that she's doing incorporates multimedia. So she'll have like those, you know, the pedals and the effects and everything, but also will have these movies that were created for some of the music that she's doing back as like a backdrop to the performance.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's going to be a really interesting show. We haven't done anything like that before. And especially in a place like Pebble Hill, we thought it would be a good place because it's very intimate.
Yeah, yeah.
So we're really excited about bringing her here to Tallahassee.
What makes it possible for you to do the kind of things that you do, to have an artist or artists of this caliber? Mm-hmm. I mean, that's an undertaking in and of itself. I know that you have a number of corporate sponsors,
yeah.
But there's a bunch of folks around town that get involved in this.
Yeah, I mean, it is cliche, but it's true. It takes a village.
Yeah.
You know, we rely very heavily on our individual ticket buyers to purchase tickets and support this. Yeah. And then those who give open their wallets and give us annual gifts, okay. memberships, sponsorships, and so forth. And with Maya, it's Capital City Bank, who's been with us since day one, is sponsoring that event. So yes, it takes a lot to be able to do this, and I can't also say we wouldn't be able to do it without the support of our university. I mean, being a part of Florida State University, the resources that are there as well allow us to do what we do for the community. So it's just great.
We had with us recently Dr. Andre Thomas, mm-hmm. and echoed some of that same sentiment, some of that same observation regarding the fact that Florida State University provides us as a community with a great deal of resource. Mm-hmm. His involvement particularly, and in fact, we're going to be entertaining them in our next Saturday. We'll be talking with Jan Smith, their president, about their season. You've been with Opening Nights now. Is this your third?
This is my third year.
Season, mm-hmm. yeah. Seems to me you're doing okay with that. I'm no absolute expert and certainly not able to see inside of all that, mm-hmm. that goes on with you. But my casual observation is that we're seeing some remarkable contributions from artists that would be hard to come by in any city, but mm-hmm. here in Tallahassee. And then you've got Tony Bennett, which I think sold out.
Immediately. I think it might have.
That it was announced or
yeah,
something.
Yeah, other than Yo-Yo Ma, it probably sold the fastest of anything that we have done. And it's amazing what he's doing at 90 years old now, yeah. too. He reinvents himself every decade. It's funny because people say, you know, this artist has reinvented themselves, but with Tony, it's every decade, which is kind of crazy. And the work that he did with Lady Gaga and continues to do with her has, you know, kind of added another generation of people.
In fact.
Yeah. So it's really fascinating. But the funny thing about that show is the question that I get the most about is, well, is Lady Gaga coming with them? And of course, no, she's not.
Well, I mean, you know.
But I mean, it's a cool question.
That's for the future, perhaps.
Yeah, I know, and it's fun to ask. But yeah, we're excited about bringing him here. He'll be here. I'm doing a show, and then it kind of just worked out really well. The next day, he has to fly out to L.A. because uh-huh. The Grammys are in a couple of days afterwards. So it's kind of fun to get him the last performance before he heads off to the Grammys. And I believe he might be getting some sort of recognition. That's all
so.
I'm going to say for
you
this Grammy.
So. Yeah, right. We're going to keep it under wraps. Talking with Chris Hecox here, the executive director for Opening Nights. Their winter season, which opens up January the 12th at Ruby Diamond Auditorium with Trombone Shorty on Orleans Avenue. By the way, tickets for that show are sold out. Tickets are still available for Maya Beiser, who will be at Pebble Hill and then at Goodwood Museum the 24th and 25th of January. Now, nestled in between there is this thing called Creative Conversations, the Great American Songbook. And that's at the FSU Alumni Center.
Right. So we started last year a free community engagement program called Creative Conversations, where we bring people from the community, from campus, and from our office, and sometimes artists that are on the season, to do panel discussions, lectures, master classes, and so forth. The one that you're talking about is our panel series, where we bring people together and talk about something that's on our series or a theme or a thread that's on our series for that year, to just have an open conversation. So the first one we had this year was about how to put together a performing arts series or a concert series, an event series. And speaking of Andre Thomas, Andre was on that one, as well as some other individuals. And this one, Great American Songbook, will have faculty members from Florida State University talking about the Great American Songbook. And of course, we have a number of different artists this year who are doing work from the American Songbook, but from different angles. Anna Gasteyer, who many people know from Saturday Night Live, was also a Broadway singer and does cabaret. We have her coming in on Valentine's Day. And then, obviously, Tony Bennett and Storm Large and all these people are coming on the series and doing work around the Great American Songbook, but from different angles.
That's very cool.
So we're having this conversation about that.
Talking with Chris Heacox, you're in tune with Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny. Stay with me.
My dog was in bad shape, and I was scared. I had never seen her so sick, and my mind was racing. What to do? Who to call? I mean, I raised her from a puppy. She's like my best friend. A few years ago, she developed diabetes, and I've been following her daily regimen carefully. But that morning, something just wasn't right. She could barely move, and I thought, I'm losing my dog. I called a friend, and he said, call Dr. Pliskin. So I called Mahan Animal Clinic. They put me through immediately, and Dr. Pliskin said to get her there right away. Turns out, her blood sugar had dropped dramatically, but he knew exactly what to do. I guess you know. There's no other place I would go knowing that Mahan Animal Clinic and Dr. Pliskin are there for me and Aerith.
Special people and special care for those you love. Mahan Animal Clinic on Mahan Drive near Costco. On the web at mahananimalclinic.com or call 402-0557.
Now we're really talking. Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny.
Listening to the music there of Maya Beiser, one of the artists scheduled for opening nights as the season continues into this winter time of year, all the way now through, I guess it's what, the end of March into April?
End of April, correct.
Yeah, end of April. Mm-hmm. So, my goodness, we talked about this before in some prior conversation we've had, and how opening nights really has transitioned, and I think largely because of your leadership, you really saw it from a different point of view. Is that fair?
I think that's fair, but I also think it's a part of my vision, but also the vision of what the community has told me they want. When I got here and continuing now, just the conversations with people in the community, be it students to sponsors the average ticket buyer, you know, what is it that they're looking for? And
what was that message?
Well, the message was, people in Tallahassee don't want to have to travel as much to see things. And so there's always going to be the fact that we're not going to get the huge, huge shows year after year that are going to go to these really big centers like in Orlando and Miami. But from a performing arts standpoint, we can get a lot of these things. Mm-hmm. It's just a matter of looking at it from beyond just a February presenting series.
Right. Because initially it was the 7 days.
Right, which was in February only. And if you limit yourself to a certain time period, you're not going to be able to get the acts that we could pick up on that are traveling through our area from New Orleans, from Atlanta, from Birmingham, from Jacksonville, from Gainesville, from all these other places that route through. I mean, you think of where we are with I-10. So by opening it up, by extending our series, not only were we able to take advantage of that, but we're able to bring those people in and do more work on campus and in the community educationally. So it's kind of a win-win on both sides.
Sure, because for the artist, if you're the booking agent or agency for that artist and you've got to go from here to there, it's great to pick up another performance in between.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, it helps.
But it also develops the brand of that artist in another community, which is the capital city, which is pretty important.
Not to mention.
Yeah.
When you think about where the series is going, I mean, now 3 years in, how do you see it evolving, I suppose, or where do you see the future for the series?
That's a good question. I think when I got here, you know, I had a vision based on conversations like we just discussed, and I believed it was going to take 5 years to get to where we are right now. So we were very fortunate from a programmatic standpoint to be able to get the artists and get the recognition from outside of Tallahassee, from those artists and agents and so forth, to be able to do what we wanted to do within 3 years instead of five. So moving forward, it's really just building upon that. One of the things to that is really that I'm very interested in is to develop relationships with specific artists to bring back to Tallahassee every year, every couple of years. That's something that is instrumental in performing arts organizations, to really kind of have that. I think we have that with some people. Someone like Wynton Marsalis that comes here all the time has a very deep relationship with our community. We have that with some dance artists, but I think that we can continue to do that, especially with classical artists and additional jazz artists. So that's the one thing that I think I'm really excited about.
Yeah.
The other thing I think is to commission new work. I think being able to bring dance work and music and other things that we can have a say in the creation of, mm-hmm. is something that's really exciting, and some things that we're working on for not only next season but in seasons.
Well, I noticed too that you have a rather, I would call it diverse, maybe the word is balanced, but certainly the kinds of artists that you're bringing. You've got Broadway's next hit musical, mm-hmm. Kathleen Madigan. I mean, there's a great deal of sampling, I would think.
Yeah.
Would be a good way to put it.
Well, and I think that, the way that I look at it is you really have to understand the community, and you have to understand what it is that the community wants and what the tastes are, and those always change. So you can't continue to do the same thing every year, even though you're doing the same thing every year, if that makes sense. So being able to balance a season with comedy, with theater, with film, with dance, music, so forth and so on, is really important. And again, it's ever evolving.
Well, I think it's cool too that you have local artists involved. I mean, here's the performance of Legally Blonde, a collaboration with mm-hmm. Florida State University School of Theater.
Well, yeah, we do a lot of collaborative work. It's important.
Yeah.
We're collaborating with the Tallahassee Youth Orchestra and bringing in a group called Black Violin for a 3-day residency and a performance with the Tallahassee Youth Orchestra. Mm. It just goes on and on. It's a very important and meaningful thing that we do.
Do you think that Opening Nights has thereby, with all of your efforts and the efforts of many, become more well-known nationally?
It's starting to.
Coming up on the horizon.
Yeah, it's starting to. I think that the first thing, the rebrand and changing the name, was important. And that coincided with, increasing the programming. I do hear from my colleagues in New York and other places that they really respect the programming that we're doing mm-hmm. here. And it's not just lip service. I mean, these are people that see performing arts series at universities and nonprofit organizations and really are sending us some love.
After 3 years, and your mm-hmm. guy seems to keep his ear close to the rail, mm-hmm. it seems like you're really paying attention.
You have to.
What have you learned about Tallahassee that you didn't know?
Oh, that's a really good question.
What do you know now that you didn't know 3 years
ago? Well, I knew that people were
And the follow-up to that is, yeah. Are you planning on staying with us?
I just bought a home, so I don't know.
And your second child.
Yeah,
okay, good.
Second child.
Good, so
we
got you grounded here.
No, I think I knew this, but you learned more and more.
The most talked about topics in town. Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny.
Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny. Here we are in the second hour of this wonderful little radio show, now going into its seventh season. As of February, we begin our 7 years of bringing you all the best of what Tallahassee has to offer. We like to say it's what Tallahassee is talking about this week. And, of course, there's a lot. There's a lot to be talking about, and we don't get to talk about everything, I suppose, but we do try to bring you the stuff that is of greatest importance to us all, as we see it. Of course, last night we had CBS showing Undercover Boss, featuring this local business. What's it called? Muscle Maker Grill. Over there in the, where is that? It's over on West Pensacola. So this is a franchise situation. The local location of Muscle Maker Grill was the site for this airing of Undercover Boss that happened last night. So kind of cool. Tallahassee making its way into the national conversation without involving a controversial quarterback or botched national election or you know, the crime rate, I suppose, all of those less attractive aspects that we'd rather not talk about more often. So it's good to have a few good things to showcase, like the fact that Tallahassee is becoming more so a destination for weddings. Do you know this? So we brought Beth Rodan, who will be with us here in the second hour, to talk about this. She's the president of the Tallahassee Association of Wedding Professionals. We'll find out what she knows about why and how Tallahassee is becoming the wedding spot. I'm sure that's good news. It's good news to all of her members who happen to be those people that provide services for weddings, like caterers and DJs and limo drivers and photographers and all that. So that's coming up shortly. May have a lot to say about our future as a community and the kinds of things that we present to the world that are attractive. And certainly, and when it comes down to it, Tallahassee's, I think, underrated. I think we don't do ourselves enough good because we take for granted a lot of the wonderful aspects. I mean, for example, the San Luis Mission over there is recognized around the country because of its contributions archaeologically and the recreation of this primitive village over there, the Indians that occupied that particular area of Tallahassee. It was significant in their culture. And those Native Americans that continue to recognize that are actually honored with this recreation. It's a magnificent installment. And it's known around the country among archaeologists and architects and designers and those kind of folks. Perhaps we need to pay attention to such things. There are, of course, all the natural wonders of this region, the rivers and the sinkholes and the springs and such. I mean, if you've ever been out on the Wasissa River and you've seen the Big Blue spring out there, well, you know what I'm talking about. And if you haven't, well, goodness, you need to make that happen. Put that on your bucket list. Well, let's see here. What else we have going on around town? There are some fun things happening. I mentioned this idea of ice skating to you earlier. It really is kind of cool. It's out there at the center of Tallahassee. You ought to take that in. That's ongoing, I think, through till the end of, about the middle of February. So basically through Valentine's Day. Okay, you can still go ice skating out there at the center of Tallahassee. Let's see. There is also then the After Holidays Bash. There's the concert. Well, they're calling it After the Holidays Bash at American Legion Hall. Now, that's tonight from 8 until 10. It's an annual event. And lots of good things going on there. I guess it's just like a big old party that they're going to have out there at the American Legion Hall near Lake Ella. It says this has been an annual event for several years. Always proves to be an exceptional night with all the wonderful people who come out to shake off the stress from the holiday season. Come out and join them. So they'll have some live music, and it ends up around 11:30. There's a cover of $7 at the door. So there you go. Something else to add to your calendar of events for Tallahassee. If you haven't done this as well, the Challenger Learning Center has this really nifty simulation that they conduct. We did this with our family. My daughter-in-law celebrating her 30th birthday. So she did her nerdy 30 birthday at the Challenger Learning Center, in which we all engaged in this simulation voyage to Mars. Wow. Yeah, check it out. It's at the Challenger Learning Center. I don't think I've laughed that hard in a long time, and it was just ongoing. I guess it runs all tell about what, Carl? About 2 hours, something like that, two or three hours. And it's a fascinating way of participating in what is, in fact, this simulated flight to Mars. And if you go with a group of people that you know, your family or your club or whatever, I suspect that would be more enjoyable because if nothing else, you have fun making fun of yourselves. And why not do that with people that you really love and respect, right? So, so there you go with that. I will say also that for our part, we have a lot of thanks to offer those of you who participated in our Help Christmas Connection campaign. There were so many that contributed sizably to this effort. Our sponsors, of course, were among those who really threw down for us. Universal Collision, Truck and Car Concepts, Widen Glass, Browning, Moving and Storage out there. They took care of making sure that all of the donations that were offered were delivered on time to the Christmas Connection headquarters. And by all reports, it was another great year for them and a great success in bringing much-needed encouragement and aid to the families in need in our community. And so I salute you for your participation in that. We were honored to have among us those sponsors, not the least of which is Tallahassee Family Magazine, which, if you've not noticed, is really stepped up. The November issue that came out mid-month, remarkable. What a great little magazine this is. And from all tell, all reports, it's only the beginning, that this is a magazine that we will recognize as a serious contender and a contributor to our general good here in Tallahassee. So Tallahassee Family Magazine, be sure to check them out. I think you can still find copies of the November issue at any of the Publix or Winn-Dixie stores in our community. Well, that's about what I have for you right now. I'll tell you this, too. If you have interest in proposing for us a guest or a topic that you would like us to consider as we go forward into 2016 here, be sure to email us. The email is simple enough, topics@TallahasseeTalks.com. We're always eager to hear from you. If you have a suggestion for the show or guest you'd like us to talk to, a topic that you might like us to consider, that's a great way to stay in touch with us. I might mention as well, the website has all sorts of ways that you can listen to the show. It's all there at TallahasseeTalks.com for your good. As we continue, we'll have this conversation with Skip Foster coming up right after the break. I want to bring back from November some comments that he made about Tallahassee. So let's stay tuned for that. We'll have more right after this message.
Folks, there are four ways to shine in life, and Mary Maids has it all going on. Experience, reliability, thoroughness, and professionalism. And that's why we rely on Mary Maids right here at our studios. They are proficient, and they are reliable. And I want to tell you, when I come into the office and I find the studio fresh and clean, it's a great feeling. And the neat thing about it is they get into all the details that I probably would overlook. You know, I mean, but I want to tell you something else. As a new customer, when you sign up for their 24 weekly or biweekly cleanings, on your first cleaning, you're going to save up to $400 because they'll spend that first cleaning doing the extra deep cleaning that you probably would do if you wanted to do it yourself, but you don't have to. You can call Mary Maids. It's the best thing to do. And let me tell you something. Here's another special offer. You're going to save yourself 10% on that first call just by mentioning Tallahassee Talks when you call. Would you do that for me? Call Mary Maids this week. Here's the number, 386-2205, and tell them, I heard your ad on Tallahassee Talks, and I'm ready to receive 10% discount on my service. They'll do it for you. They're right here in Tallahassee. You can go online at marymaids.com.
Good morning, friends. This is your friend, Dr. Benjamin Franklin. We're talking with Brian Cerny on Tallahassee Talks.
So we're here and we're talking about things coming up here in Tallahassee in the way of weddings. We already had Chris Hecox with us in the first hour. The exciting upcoming winter season of opening nights. Lots of great concerts there in store. Beth Rodan is here. She's going to be with me here in the last portion of the show to talk about Tallahassee as a destination for weddings. More and more weddings happening in the area. So Beth will bring us news of how Tallahassee is changing in this regard. another indication of our emergence, I would say, in the modern world, how we're being perceived differently. Well, in that regard, I thought it'd be helpful to bring back to us a conversation that I had with Tallahassee Democrat publisher Skip Foster. He was with us back in November. It was actually his second visit with us. And that happened after he'd been in Tallahassee for a few months. And in fact, there was about 6 months between his first visit and his second. So on this second occasion, I took the opportunity to talk with him then about what he had learned thus far about us, because I think it's important to find out, if from no other way, talking to those people who know something that we might not, who come from a different point of view, certainly come to us, let's say, from a third party or objective position. And I think Skip is one of those people who, not being a longtime resident of Tallahassee, pretty new to the whole situation, brings us some interesting observations. My note in that regard would be the fact that he points out that in Tallahassee, we just seem to have these very strong opinions about everything that goes on, which is another way of saying that we're really plugged in. We talked about that with Chris Hecox, too, that if it's music, if it's politics, if it's sports, buddy, we know exactly what we think, and we're going to let you know. Well, let's find out what Skip Foster knows in this portion of our show. I treasure those who have done work, have worked in other communities, especially in your business, where it's your business to have that sort of scrutiny. You know, you're charged with telling us the news. After all is said and done, you're supposed to be the guy who says, well, this is what's really happening, you and all the rest of the folks who work with you. So I remember in that conversation, then we talked about your perspective to date. And I'm curious, how has that changed, or what has developed further as you've been walking with us these number of months now that you've been here? Are you, I remember you saying particularly that it was noticeable the kinds of contradictions, I suppose, or the conflicts that might arise between two parties that really have the same goals, but they come at it from maybe different points of view, and really they're working for the same thing. And that was something you found a bit unusual, I guess, in your experience. What do you say now?
Well, I'm glad you remember that. I think that, first of all, I continue to be impressed by the pride in which Tallahasseans have in their community and Leon County folks, that, you know, that there's, you hear all the time about, I came here, I never thought I'd leave, or I left and never thought I'd come back and did. And so there's an attraction to this place that is palpable that I've never really encountered before. And so that's just really cool.
It is a cool thing.
I think that, and I think, you know, it also, and I've still got a lot to learn about this, but, you know, definitely feels like a community in transition. And so I think some of the, more kind of legacy views of the community are falling away, and there's some new folks moving in. And I think, you know, so this idea that we're, you know, kind of a government town, I think, is one of those statements that, you know, is always going to be true to some extent, but I think perhaps there was a surrender to that that maybe wasn't beneficial. I think that there is, you know, this town, I think the fact that it's in the capital makes the local government seem maybe more political, you know, than in other towns. So there's a kind of trickle down of the, you know, highly political. So you got all of this kind of, it's very foreign to me that you got, even in these smaller constitutional offices or smaller municipal or county, you know, there's all this kind of jockeying going on that you don't usually see in other communities. And I think it's because we live in the shadow of the dome and of the Capitol building, and it kind of infuses down. So that's real interesting. And yeah. And then there's other areas. I think we're, you know, clearly there's a realization that we've got to be more successful on the economic development front, and that what we have been doing hasn't been working. And so I think you're seeing a new course being charted now by Ben Pingree and the EDC folks, which is very important. You know, I came from Fort Walton Beach, where there were two legs to the stool, tourism and the military, and they were trying to get that third leg. And we've got, you know, kind of government and university system and are trying to get that third leg as well, and it's very important to do so. So that's just a little bit of a ramble of kind of the things that I've come across.
What do you find most enjoyable about Tallahassee to date? What is it that has she been able to charm you with most?
Wow, that's a hard one. I think it's hard to separate the football fan in me from everything else.
And young sports reporter that you were at one time.
Yeah, that's right.
It's always in your blood there.
Yeah, my first football season here has been great, and my kids have loved every minute of it.
There's a Bojangles now.
There's a Bojangles coming, in January. So my North Carolina roots definitely belie.
Kids, Dad has great news.
Right, that's right.
What, you got a raise? No, but
Bojangles coming, that's right. So, you know, I think just the great variety, you know, this whole pride in the community manifests itself with people that are happy to live here. And when you live in a place with people that are happy where they are, and there's so much of which, you know, we can avail ourselves from, you know, the outdoors, to the arts, to sports, to all of that kind of stuff. It's I don't know. That's kind of everything, I guess, is the answer to that.
Yeah, well, so it's hard to pick just one thing.
Right, right.
Well, folks, we're talking to Skip Foster here. He's the publisher of our own very well-known Tallahassee Democrat here in Tallahassee. And you are in tune with Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny. Stay with me.
In 1788, Robert Burns wrote a poem about the coming of the new year and set the lyrics to an old Scottish tune. The little song became quite popular as the words recalled the days gone by. In 1929, Canadian bandleader Guy Lombardo popularized the song through his annual New Year's Eve radio and TV broadcasts, making it his trademark. This New Year's Eve, millions across the world will gather in celebration and at the stroke of midnight join in singing Auld Lang Syne. Wishing you all the best in the new year and reminding you, drive safely and never drink and drive. From Universal Collision with two locations in Tallahassee, 894-3600, Witten Glass, 222-5781. And from Sellers Tile on Capitol Circle Northeast, 656-8453.
Bringing you whatever Tallahassee is talking about this week. Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny.
Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny. We are back and we have with us someone who occupies a rather unusual position here in Tallahassee and has done for us the business of helping young brides and grooms come together in better ways. How about that? There's a euphemistic way of saying that she is somebody who has made it her business to help wedding planners and caterers and venues and musicians and photographers all come together in a way that makes it easier for brides, particularly, and all those involved with weddings, to do the planning and to do the execution. Not only that, but then to find those who are really at the top of their game. So we're talking about the Tallahassee Association of Wedding Professionals. I've asked Beth Rodan, the president of this organization, to spend a few minutes with us because, as we're discovering, Tallahassee is a great place to get married, isn't it?
It really is.
It really is. And I'm glad to have you with us. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks.
Beth Rodan, who has been doing her very best to herd cats among this rather exclusive kind of group, though they are not elitists as such. They have a sort of elite status. And that's me saying it because I look at the expertise that you represent collectively, folks, these are people who could make anything look great. I mean, they're just very good at what they do, whether it's in photography or entertainment or a venue. I think you have now over 50 members in this organization.
Close to 60. We're getting there.
Close to 60.
Great. Yeah.
You've been involved for a number of years, and the reason I wanted you to come and talk to us, I think about Tallahassee changing, you know, and that's something that we talk about here a lot, and have talked about it, and in various respects with regard to the cultural changes and the economic changes and growth, even the redistribution of, we'll call it, interests, and people finding activity here in the Tallahassee area that didn't exist in years past. The infrastructure, the architecture, mm-hmm. that has changed. There are just more hotels, mm-hmm. And I know you have a personal involvement with the hotel industry, hospitality industry. All of that happening in a relatively short period of time. How do you think that has impacted the wedding business, we'll call it, those choices that brides make? Hey, I want to get married in Tallahassee.
What we've got here in Tallahassee to offer is just so many different tastes. Mm. You can do an industrial engagement photography session if you want to.
Really? Okay.
Have buildings downtown.
Okay.
There are parks, of course, along Park Avenue.
Yeah.
There are parks everywhere. Trees in Tallahassee are just abundant. Yeah. We've got canopy roads. We've got things that, for a photographer especially, putting together a wedding can meet anybody's taste.
I saw a photo on your website of this young bride and groom in a cotton field, which I thought was rather novel. And that certainly is Southern, right?
Very Southern, yeah. Yes.
And now you've got a bridal show coming up in February.
Right.
What's the name of that? Is it?
It is the Shabby Chic Barn Boutique.
Barn Boutique. Shabby Chic Barn Boutique. And it's at Shiloh Farm.
Mm-hmm.
And that's on the 21st of February.
Mm-hmm. We're real excited about
that's
what
cool.
that show's going to be. It's way different than anything else we've done before, yeah.
Which kind of speaks to what you're saying, that when
sure.
it comes to Tallahassee weddings, you can go corporate, you can have that big sort of overproduced look, you can have
sure.
a more traditional big cathedral wedding, you
mm-hmm.
can do the Barn Boutique, where it's just that sort of country and shabby, and yet it's very classy at the same time.
Yeah.
And that's what this show is about, huh?
It is. All our we've got, so far, I believe we're up to about 28 vendors.
Uh-huh.
So those vendors will all be members of our association.
Nifty.
And they'll be there to say, here's what we can offer you. Here's how this can be your one-stop shop.
How
I hate
cool.
to use cliches, but that's the truth. It is truly a place where you can take care of everything at
well,
one time.
Well, and so if you're a bride looking for ideas, that's mm-hmm. a good place to start.
It is perfect.
I came across this article. Now, this was on your Facebook page. This is the TOP, T-A-W-P, Tallahassee Association of Wedding Professionals. And the article is actually out of Huffington Post, and it's called "This Is What the Wedding Night Is Actually Like, According to Married People." Well, you know, see, if I'm a young fella or a young woman, and I'm thinking about that, what's this really going to be like? I was taken with this. The first of all in this list, I guess these were like, I don't know, a top 10 of things to have to contend with. No, it's more than 10. It looks like there's upwards of 20. Anyway, so the first on this list is having not eaten all day.
That's right.
Due to stress and nerves, we realized we were starving, and we ordered Chinese food from the only place open at 4 a.m. Oh, man. I mean, and so on it goes. And then the next observation, she sat on the floor in front of me. We watched TV for a while. I took the 6,000 hairpins out of her hair. It was a horrible game of pickup sticks as they were all intertwined. After that, we crashed.
That's awesome.
It is. And to me, this is a great resource then for those who are trying to get a handle on the realities of wedding planning mm-hmm. and the wedding experience and the after, the honeymoon, there's a lot to be considered. What do you think it is about Tallahassee? You've mentioned the diversity. When you listen to folks talk about their wedding experiences in Tallahassee, are there those that are more notable? Have you had some interesting stories along the way that
I always find it interesting that people are getting married in Tallahassee who are not from Tallahassee. Mm. They maybe went to school here. All their friends are here.
Ah.
And they bring their families in. That's, to me, that's an interesting thing. Most of the time you would expect that the family is going to, the a couple is going to get married where the maybe the bride grew up.
I got you.
Or, but they're coming to Tallahassee because there's so much to choose from
that
here.
That is cool. Yeah, it's so amazing. The diversity. And then is it true that there are more outdoor weddings? It seems to me that a lot of the younger folks that I know mm-hmm. and friends of my kids, they're getting married on beaches and mm-hmm. cotton fields and, you know, barns.
A lot of outdoor. Yeah. A lot of outdoor.
And Tallahassee lends itself well there, too.
For sure.
Yeah.
And in all kinds of areas. The plantations, if nothing else. Mm. Look at how many plantations we have in this area. It's just phenomenal
yeah.
what you can really do at an outdoor wedding.
That is very cool.
Yeah. Sky's the limit.
What do you see? Funny. What do you see then in terms of, let's talk about the food choices, and I mean, are people eating more healthy at weddings than in the years past? There's more of that kind of fresh choice options and caterers then kind of taking that into account, you think?
One of the newest trends I think is amazing is having stations.
Ah.
So you go there, you are having hors d'oeuvres. Let's say they're heavy hors d'oeuvres.
Oh.
There's a baked potato bar.
Yeah.
Or there is a dessert bar.
One of my favorites,
bar.
By the way.
Yes, mine too. Throw some carbs in there. The dessert bar. Yeah. There's a pasta bar. And they're all different stations. I think that's a cool trend. Yeah. We're watching that happen in many different catering setups. It's really
cool.
Nice.
Well, folks, we're having some fun here. If you are among those who are in the business of looking for a wedding planner or caterer or photographer, we're taking some time to talk with Beth Rodan. She's the president of Tallahassee Association of Wedding Professionals. Yes, there is such a thing. And these people work pretty hard. There's almost 60 of them who spend their days doing all the things that weddings require now. It seems to me, too, that weddings are not quite as costly as they used to be or necessarily. You really have that scalability.
You do.
You can keep things self-directed and simple if you care to, or you can just blow it all out depending on how much money Dad's got. And
I think once you get in touch with our vendors, you talk with, for example, a wedding planner, there are different packages. You can work around. Our people can work with any kind of budget, and it works out beautifully for everybody concerned.
Very cool.
And starting at one place and going from there with a budget.
Right.
It's nice.
Stay with me, folks. We've got Beth Rodan. She'll stay right where she is so we can continue talking about weddings in Tallahassee in this 2016 as we celebrate all things fresh and new for this year. Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny. Stay with me.
I want to take just a minute and tell you about Chelsea Salon. They are the official hair care salon and spa for Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny. And yes, this is how I am able to bring to you my very best every week. Because though you can't see me, I know whether I'm at my best and I need all the help that I can get. So when I go over to see Mary Fannin and her crew, they are proficient in everything they do. Wow. Well, I don't think there's anything that has to do with my personal look and feel that they don't do. Here's one review I read recently. This is a guy here in Tallahassee. He says, I am so happy I found this place, having just moved from Orlando, where I had a wonderful stylist for 15 years. Chelsea is the bomb. Well, there you go, guys. So it's not just for the ladies. Check it out this week. Chelsea Salon and Spa, the official hair care and salon stylists for Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny.
Hi, folks. I'm Jerry Thigpen, blues guitar player here in Tallahassee, coming at you for Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny on 93.
We're back. We're talking with Beth Rodan. She's the president of Tallahassee Association of Wedding Professionals. And you know, my wife and I have been together, oh, I don't know, 30-some years, 35 years. But just hearing you talk makes me want to have a wedding again. Maybe we'll do a, what do they call that, the reaffirmation of your wedding vows and such?
Absolutely. I can tell you where to go to line that up if you like.
No doubt, because you have at your fingertips all of these folks from, gosh, DJs to photographers and limo drivers and all of the wedding gowns, the tuxes. Do people still do formal? I mean, when they dress for weddings, is that pretty much a standard? That part hasn't changed that much.
What's changed?
You see blue jeans, I guess.
Well, you do, but what's changed is your idea of formal. It may not be the bridesmaids may not all have long dresses that they wear one time. Yeah. These may be cute evening length dresses that they can use them again. I mean, they're much more practical, I would think.
Yeah. You know, when we think about it too, there is of course all of the after, not just the honeymoon. But then there comes the sharing of the photography, the photographs, the videos.
That's kind of the first thing they want when they're done with their honeymoon. Yeah. Sometimes even during, they're writing their photographer saying, when do I get to see my pics?
Uh-huh.
Most of the time, that's because they don't remember who was there. They're in such a, you know, focus on what they're doing that day.
I did talk with one photographer recently who does a lot of weddings. He is a wedding photographer. And this poor young bride had way, way too much to drink.
Okay? Oh.
So there were some photos that she probably would not want seen. Certainly not on Facebook.
She might have needed an event planner sort of pull that drink.
Kind of hold on there. Yeah.
Make sure it's just Coke and nothing
monitoring else. That. In fact, I was pulling from this article earlier about the things that, what is this article? This is what the wedding night is actually like. And we talked about a little bit of this. What was the other thing I thought was hilarious? She says it was nearly 50 years ago, but it was one of the best days of my life. This is not necessarily hilarious, but we got married in the morning, and after a short reception, we drove to a hotel about halfway to where we were stopping for the honeymoon. And she said we were both a bit inexperienced, rather politely stated.
50
there.
Years ago. Yes.
Yeah. So she said it was great fun finding out things together.
Oh, that's amazing.
That's kind of how the honeymoon was supposed to be, I think. With that, there have been shifts in standards, we'll say, of conduct, sexual behavior norms are not what they were when I was a little kid, or even what were true when my kids were little kids. Mm-hmm. Does that figure in to some degree with the way in which people are planning weddings? I mean, it's kind of an odd question, I suppose, but in fact, I'm thinking about a bride who may yet already be pregnant.
Mm-hmm.
And so that kind of plays into the timing of things. How does that impact the business, I guess, of planning weddings?
Pretty much, I would say, working in a business that has to be flexible.
Yeah.
50 years ago, you didn't hear of same-sex marriages.
Right.
You didn't hear of a bride being pregnant. But nowadays, you kind of are in a position where you are the professional. You're the one who's going to show them how it can work, how this can happen.
Right.
We will make this happen, and it'll be the least obstructive, if you will, least invasive. Mm-hmm. We'll make this about you and your bride and you and your groom, and that's what the day's about.
So as the culture has shifted, we would say, mm-hmm. then wedding planners and all those related to the event have shifted right along. Some of the technologies that I think are kind of cool, speaking of photographs, have to do with things like photo booths. And I know
that's another trend, yes.
Yeah, where this friend of ours, Russ Backus, has the photo fun booth.
a lot of folks around town know Russ and he has done a lot of events, including a lot of weddings. And one of the things that he offers is this ability to post at Instagram mm-hmm. the photos that he just took of you in the photo booth.
It's amazing.
So before you even leave the room, mm-hmm. it's on the web.
Top has two photo booth planners or whatever, vendors, uh-huh. and it's amazing what they can do, how they spit out a personalized, made for the bride and groom picture. It's amazing.
Yeah. Music.
Technology.
I know you've got a number of DJs in the organization.
We do. And that can range from classical to rock and roll. I mean, if your father-daughter dance has to be a specific song that dad grew up with,
right?
You know, they've got them.
It's and we're not amazing. Having to bring in a band or an orchestra.
No.
We've got a DJ there mm-hmm. who's got thousands and thousands of tracks to choose from.
In fact, I don't remember the last wedding I went to that had a band.
Yeah.
You know, there's so much technology available.
Right. When you look around Tallahassee, mm-hmm. and again, you're in the hospitality business mm-hmm. particularly, are there some venues that are your faves? Do you look and say, Ben, that's just a really cool place? I saw one that was done at Cascades Park, and that's a new arrival.
Beautiful.
You know, we didn't have Cascades Park more than, you know, what
a year
ago.
I mean, if you think about it, the parks alone and mm. the plantations alone. I mean, we've got Pebble Hill, although it's still technically in the Thomasville area, but it's only 20 minutes from Tallahassee. It's a beautiful area, Goodwood Museum and Plantation. They've really upgraded things there. We've got parks, Oven Park, that is just right near the hotels. You know, again, making it convenient for the guest, making it convenient for bride and groom, easy in, easy out, have your everything at one place. It's just amazing what's available.
Well, and with that, I noticed on a couple of weekends, hotels in the area have been booked up. So it's important that they look ahead far enough. And that can happen in relation to some unrelated event. It could be a sporting event. It might be something at FSU. I remember talking to you about one weekend when it was high school athletics mm-hmm. that had a conference or a tournament
mm-hmm.
going on here in Tallahassee.
Mm-hmm.
And bam, all the hotels just got saturated. Mm-hmm. So you were scrambling trying to find people rooms.
And we think that Tallahassee has a lot of hotels. It's really not true when
really?
It comes to special events.
Huh.
We all, you know, struggle those off months or whatever, but we're about to enter legislative session. That's going to bring in quite a few travelers.
Wow.
But certainly fall weddings in Tallahassee are ideal.
Mm.
It's just planning around a football schedule.
And with that, folks, we are here in the spring of the year.
Yes.
So we don't quite yet think about that. But if you're planning a fall wedding, take that advice. Start planning right now and figure out where you need to be. What a pleasure. Thank you for being our guest.
Thank you so much.
Yeah.
I enjoyed it.
Beth Rodan, president of Tallahassee Association of Wedding Professionals, our guest here this morning, talking about new things and fresh times, and it's springtime and it's 2016. So we're looking forward to all the good things up ahead. And if you are thinking about a wedding, I might recommend to you this neat little organization, TAWP.org, top.org. .org is the place to go. Folks, this is why we do what we do. Thank you for being my guest again this morning. Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny is the production of Alcom Marketing and Advertising right here in Tallahassee. Our executive producer is Carl Cerny. Be with me again next Saturday morning for more of what Tallahassee is talking about this week. So come on, Tallahassee, come talk to me.
Witten Glass has been taking care of business since 1945. When you call Witten Glass, you're dealing with experienced, reliable professionals who offer only the best. Like Witten's top-of-the-line bath enclosures that provide style and luxury at an affordable price. Eye-catching storefronts are a specialty at Witten Glass. We'll help you design it and install it. Witten Glass, the first name in glass replacement. Call 222-5781.